ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಚೈತದಾಧಾನ ಉಪಾಸತಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ.
Now, Chapter 3 of the Adi Leela. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have given the purport of the third verse. Now, O devotees, please listen to the meaning of the fourth with full attention. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Vidagdha Madhava, "May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love." Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraj, is the Supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vrajadham. Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. We know that there are four ages or yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yug. 71 Divya Yugs constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. The present Manu, who is the seventh, is called Vivasvata, or the son of Vivasvan. 27 Divya Yugas, or 27 times 4,320,000 solar years of his age, have now passed. At the end of the Dvapara Yuga, of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Vrajadham. Servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love are the four transcendental mellows. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Vraj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus: "For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world people worship me according to the scriptural injunctions. but simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion, made feeble by such reverence, does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. These liberations are Sarshti, achieving opulences equal to those of the Lord, Sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord's, Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord, and Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept Sayuja, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear, millennium after millennium. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings. Whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraj. There may be many auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls? Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishvambara, because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion, and thus saves the living beings. The verbal root, Dubran, which is the root of the word Vishvambara, indicates nourishing and maintaining. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of God. In his later pastimes, he is known as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He blesses the whole world by teaching about the name and fame of Lord Sri Krishna. Knowing him, Lord Chaitanya, to be the incarnation for the Kali Yuga, Garga Muni, during the naming ceremony of Krishna, predicted his appearance. He said, "This boy, Krishna, has three other colors, white, red, and yellow, as he appears in different ages. Now he has appeared in a transcendental blackish color. White, red, and yellow. These are the three bodily lusters that the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, assumes in the ages of Satya, Treta, and Kali, respectively. Now in the Dwapara Yuga, the Lord has descended in a blackish hue. This is the essence of the statements in the Puranas and other Vedic literatures with reference to the context. In the Dwapara Yuga, the personality of Godhead appears in a blackish hue. He is dressed in yellow. He holds his own weapons, and he is decorated with the Kastuba jewel and marks of Srivatsa. This is how his symptoms are described. The religious practice for the age of Kali is to broadcast the glories of the holy name. Only for this purpose has the Lord, in a yellow color, descended as Lord Chaitanya. The luster of his expansive body resembles molten gold. The deep sounds of his voice conquers the thundering of newly assembled clouds. One who measures 4 cubits in height and in breadth by his own hand is celebrated as a great personality. Such a person is called Niyagroda Parimandala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personifies all good qualities, has the body of a Niyagroda Parimandala. His arms are long enough to reach his knees. His eyes are just like lotus flowers. His nose is like a sesame flower. And his face is as beautiful as the moon. He is peaceful, self-controlled, and fully devoted to the transcendental service of Lord Sri Krishna. He is affectionate toward his devotees. He is gentle, and he is equally disposed toward all living beings. He is decorated with sandalwood bangles and armlets and anointed with the pulp of sandalwood. He especially wears these decorations to dance in Sri Krishna's Sankirtan. Recording all these qualities of Lord Chaitanya, the sage Vaishampayan included his name in the Vishnu Sahasranam, or the 1,000 Names of Vishnu. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have two divisions, the early pastimes, or Adilila, and later pastimes, or Shesha-lila. He has 4 names in each of these 2 lilas. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. The saint Karabhajan said, "O King, in this way, people in Dwapara Yuga worship the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga, they also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that from me." In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. My dear brothers, please hear all these glories of Lord Chaitanya. This verse clearly summarizes his activities and characteristics. The 2 syllables, Krishna, are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. These are two meanings of the word Krishna Varna. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, the next adjective immediately restricts him. His complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Stava Mala, says, "By performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish because of the great upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahansas, who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, or sannyas. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us great causeless mercy." One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and the holy name. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sins. Raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya, bestow his causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter of his lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men, bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. Will he again be the object of my vision? His plenary parts and associates perform the work of weapons as their own specific duties. Please hear from me another meaning of the word Anga. According to the evidence of the revealed scriptures, a bodily limb, or anga, is also called a part, or amsa. And a part of a limb is called a partial part, or upanga. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water, born from Nara or Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. The manifestation of the Narayan who predominates in everyone's heart, as well as the Narayan who lives in the waters, Kadana, Garbha, and Kshira, is your plenary portion. You are therefore the original Narayan. The word Anga indeed refers to plenary portions. Such manifestations should never be considered products of material nature, for they are all transcendental, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are both plenary portions of Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are the limbs or angas of his body. The parts of these two limbs are called the upangas. Thus the Lord is equipped with sharp weapons in the forms of his parts and plenary portions. All these weapons are competent enough to crush the faithless atheists. Sri Nityananda Gosani is directly Haladara, or Lord Balaram, and Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead himself. These two captains, with their soldiers, such as Srivas Thakur, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda's very features indicate that he is the subduer of the unbelievers. All sins and unbelievers flee from the loud shouts of Advaita Acharya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of the Sankirtan or congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. One who worships him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others, who have but a poor fund of knowledge, must endure a cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the holy name is the most sublime. One who says that 10 million Ajvamedha sacrifices are equal to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna is undoubtedly an atheist. He is sure to be punished by Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. In the auspicious introduction of Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami has given the following verse as an explanation. I take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is outwardly of a fair complexion, but is inwardly Krishna himself. In this age of Kali, he displays his expansions, or his angas and upangas, by performing congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. In the Upa Puranas, we hear Sri Krishna showing his mercy to Vyasadeva by speaking to him as follows. O learned Brahman, sometimes I accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age of Kali to accept devotional service to the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, the Puranas, and other Vedic literatures all give evidence to prove that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna. One can also directly see Lord Chaitanya's manifest influence in his uncommon deeds and uncommon Krishna conscious realization. But faithless unbelievers do not see what is clearly evident, just as owls do not see the rays of the sun. O my Lord, those influenced by demoniac principles cannot realize you, although you are clearly the supreme by dint of your exalted activities, forms, character, and uncommon power, which are confirmed by all the revealed scriptures in the quality of goodness and the celebrated transcendentalists in the divine nature. Lord Sri Krishna tries to hide himself in various ways, but nevertheless his pure devotees know him as he is. O my Lord, everything within material nature is limited by time, space, and thought. Your characteristics, however, being unequaled and unsurpassed, are always transcendental to such limitations. You sometimes cover such characteristics by your own energy. Nevertheless, your unalloyed devotees are always able to see you under all circumstances. Those whose nature is demoniac cannot know Krishna at any time, but he cannot hide himself from his pure devotees. There are two classes of men in the created world. One consists of the demoniac and the other of the godly. The devotees of Lord Vishnu are the godly, whereas those who are just the opposite are called demons. Advaitacharya Goswami is an incarnation of the Lord as a devotee. His loud calling was the cause for Krishna's incarnation. Whenever Sri Krishna desires to manifest his incarnation on earth, first he creates the incarnations of his respectable predecessors. Thus, respectable personalities such as his father, mother, and spiritual master all take birth on earth first. Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, Srimati Shachimata, and Srila Jagannath Mishra all appeared with Sri Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya having appeared, he found the world devoid of devotional service to Sri Krishna because people were engrossed in material affairs. Everyone was engaged in material enjoyment, whether sinfully or virtuously. No one was interested in the transcendental service of the Lord, which can give total relief from the repetition of birth and death. Seeing the activities of the world, the Acharya felt compassion and began to ponder how he could act for the people's benefit. He thought,
if Sri Krishna were to appear as an incarnation, he himself could preach devotion by his personal example. In this age of Kali, there is no religion other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But how in this age will the Lord appear as an incarnation? I shall worship Krishna in a purified state of mind. I shall constantly petition him in humbleness. My name, Advaita, will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of the chanting of the holy name.
While he was thinking about how to propitiate Krishna by worship, the following verse came to his mind.
Sri Krishna, who is very affectionate toward his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers merely a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water.
Advaita Acharya considered the meaning of the verse in this way. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulsi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water. Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering his own self to the devotee. Considering this, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, he constantly offered tulsi buds in the water from the Ganges. He appealed to Sri Krishna with loud calls and thus made it possible for Krishna to appear. Therefore, the principal reason for Sri Chaitanya's descent is this appeal by Advaitacharya. The Lord, the protector of religion, appears by the desire of his devotee. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, O my Lord, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. You also live in their lotus-like hearts, which are purified by devotional service. O my Lord, who are glorified by exalted prayers, you show special favor to your devotees by manifesting yourself in the eternal forms in which they welcome you. The essence of the meaning of this verse is that Lord Krishna appears in all his innumerable eternal forms because of the desires of his pure devotees. Thus I have surely determined the meaning of the fourth verse. Lord Gauranga, or Lord Chaitanya, appeared as an incarnation to preach unalloyed love of God. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 3 of the Adi Lila.